Tim Scott, Biden, Democrats will transform what it means to be an American. By Kyle Morris on August 24, 2020. Republican South Carolina Senator Tim Scott took part in the Republican National Convention on Monday and slammed former Vice President Joe Biden for his questionable history with racial rhetoric. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black, Scott said. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. And while his words are one thing, his actions take it to a whole new level. In 1994, Biden led the charge on a crime bill that put millions of black Americans behind bars. Scott added before highlighting President Donald Trump's efforts towards criminal justice reform. President Trump's criminal justice reform law fixed many of the disparities Biden created and made our system more fair and just for all Americans, Scott said. Scott also took aim at Biden's lack of interest in historically black colleges and universities, HBCU. Joe Biden also failed our nation's historically black colleges and universities, heaping blame on them as they fought to ensure our young folks had access to higher education, Biden said. Once again, to clean up Joe Biden's mess, President Trump signed into law historically high funding for HBCUs as well as a bill to give them permanent funding for the first time ever. The South Carolina senator then chose to focus on Biden's efforts to take money from working-class Americans to give tax breaks to elites and Hollywood moguls. And now, Joe Biden wants to come for your pocketbooks. Unless, of course, you're a blue state millionaire, Scott said with a slight grin. I'm serious, that's one of their solutions for the pandemic. They want to take more money from your pocket to help Manhattan elites and Hollywood moguls get a tax break. Scott added, Republicans, however, passed President Trump's once-in-a-generation tax reform bill that lowered taxes for single moms, working families and those in need. As he concluded his speech, Scott urged Americans to review Biden's history in Congress and as vice president. So, when it comes to what Joe Biden says he'll do, look at his actions, Scott said. Look at his policies. Look at what he already did and what he didn't do while he's been in Washington for 47 years. Ladies and gentlemen, people don't always see those failures because they think we're having a policy debate on two sides of an issue. Our side is working on policy while Joe Biden's radical Democrats are trying to permanently transform what it means to be an American, Scott said. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.